Good morning. Let me start where I usually finish, on the thought of make a great day. It's this Friday morning. We've got all the day ahead of us. Whatever exciting and thrilling things you've got planned, or on the other side of it, it might be a bit of a monotonous routine day. Whatever. I just want to urge you, as I do every morning, to make it a great day. Seize it. That's what carpe diem means. Seize the day. So, let me read some more verses to you from this incredible Sermon of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount. Listen to this. Matthew 6, verse 25 to 33. And as I read this, I've got a very simple picture I want to paint to provoke you. I want to sort of be a bit of an optician and ask you, have you got the right prescription? Here goes. Here's Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about the clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So, do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I finish off with that poignant, often quoted verse, because I think the key to this little bit of dialogue here is that final bit. If you miss that out, then all the above seems quite provocative from the lips of Jesus. But then as he brings it into that final statement, as a public speaker, final statements are a key. How you close something off is very important, almost in a summing up of what you've been saying previously. And so Jesus does. He talks about worrying about clothes, about food. And he tells us, apparently, not to be worrying, not to be anxious about these things. And it's very easy just to throw that back and go, what? But then he finishes it off with this great statement. Seek first, but, that's the link word, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I asked the question a minute ago, have you got the right prescription? It was my late 40s when I first realised I might need some specs. I do a lot of reading, and obviously in the job that I do day by day, I'm opening the Bible. It's very small print on very thin paper and always has been. And in that time, you know, I've had a few different pairs of glasses. I had to have regularly my eyes checked like we all have to do. If I take my specs off, even now, I'm doing it as we speak, then the words that I've got in front of me just become a blur. And unless I know them off by heart, and I know these verses fairly well, they mean nothing. It's just a blob of ink on a bit of paper with no meaning, significance or relevance. Put my specs on with the right prescription and I get it, I understand it, I read it, it's clear, it's precise. But I remember two or three things that the optician, with all the bits that she would do, the blowing the jets into your eyes, all that stuff that we all absolutely love, not. There's two or three things that are sort of routine without constantly having to go back to the expert who is the optician. I regularly have to clean my specs. And if you wear glasses, you know about that. whether you just run them under the tap or you've got one of them little moisture things that you put on them, they need to be clean because they're out there and they're being hit with little particles of whatever, and it's amazing sometimes to see just how dirty they are in a day. So clean them. Then get the distance right. I remember each test she sort of asked me to hold a book at what sort of point I would hold it away from my face. And there's an obviously there's like an optimum point where I can read it as clear as anything. And then, of course, get the focus. They're all obvious, stupidly obvious things, but actually when it comes to this verse, I think they're more than relevant. So when it comes to your relationship with Christ, your understanding of the way that God works, I'm just talking to you about your vision. Make sure that your eyes are clear and you can look on Jesus and you can look on what he instructs us to do with a real sort of clear mind, with a clear heart. Get the distance right. By that, stay close to him. And make sure, like any lens in any situation, be it a camera or your specs, that the focus is right. Because when you focus on, you know, you're taking a picture of a I don't know, some animal, some bird on the fence there, that doesn't mean that the rest of the garden suddenly has gone. No, it's just you focused in on the bit you want to see. Make sure that's what you do today. So the clothes, the food, Jesus says, don't worry. But he does say, but seek first. Keep your focus there on the kingdom of God and all that it stands for. And all these things will be added to you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you draw us to you day by day. We realize it's very easy to wander away, to lose our focus, for our view to be in some way distorted, for some of the muck and rubbish of life to clog up the lens and make it dirty so we can hardly see through it, and then we get concerned because we don't see you. Help us to see you today. Help us to have the right prescription. Bless you all. May today be a great day, because you're going to make it a great day. Carpe diem. Bless you.